Colleen and Tony, thank you so much for coming back to the show. And Colleen, we just had you on like a few weeks ago, I want to say.
Yeah,
and
it was close to a month, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Almost. It was. But thanks for having me back, and it's nice to have Tony here tonight.
Yeah, Tony made it up here this time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I think you were down recording in Nashville with the Social Animals last time. Mm-hmm. I want to say
I was.
How did that go?
Great. Yeah, I'm always going back and forth to Nashville with that group.
There new music coming out soon?
There should be, yeah. Well, 2019 for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that then. I'm also looking forward to the show tonight at the Gunflint Tavern. What did we say last time, Colleen? Would you consider yourself a blues woman?
Yeah. I think my roots are mostly blues. I grew up listening to country blues, you know, traditional country, and then and it just kind of morphed into the blues with some folk. So I'd say country blues, I guess.
Sounds good. Yeah. Let's start off with a song with you and Tony then.
All right. This is called Old Houses and Promises. Actually, Tony and I wrote this one together. So that's why we want to play this for you today. Bedroom door slamming. Didn't mean to wake you tonight. Got in from working. I'm feeling a song. Grabbed a beer on my old guild. In the garage is late. Gonna write it down. If it takes all night. We got something. I hear other people they don't have. Baby, that says something of all the hell we've been through. This old house is still standing, held from the love between me and you. Work may get demanding, but there's nothing that I wouldn't do. You are the man I promise to follow to my grave. Baby, I'm happy. All I wish they could do. We're It's a gift that God only gives once in a while.
Colleen Myrie and Tony Peterson here live on WTIP with an original song that you two wrote together. What was the name of that one?
Old Houses and Promises.
And what was the inspiration behind that one?
Well, it's actually kind of a true story. I was midweek. I was out at a gig and came home super late. And on my way home, I had a song stuck in my head. And so I went and sat down in my living room and started playing it. And it so happens that my husband and I, our bedroom is right next to the living room. And he had to work the next morning early. And all of a sudden, I hear this big slamming of the door. That was my cue to be quiet. I'm trying to sleep. And so I actually took my guitar and I went out to the garage and I started writing this one. And then Tony came along and helped me finish it and get all the lyrics nice. So, yeah, that's how that happened.
Love it. Is that going to be part of the album that you recently recorded?
Actually, that's on my 2011 Ride of My Life CD. Yeah,
I've got that one right here. Why did I even ask that? Well, I'll ask you the next question, which is about the CD that or the album that you recently recorded. What can you tell me about that?
I'm at Dear Mata Studio, which is in Cotton, Minnesota. And if you folks out there know Brothers Burn Mountain, it's their studio, Ryan and Jesse Dermody. And I grabbed some folks that I play with in the other band called the Holy Hoot Nanners, and they are helping me. They helped me with the music and stuff like that, and we went up to the studio and recorded a full day of recording. I was supposed to be there Friday, but I got the stomach flu.
Oh, no.
Right? So I had to push through the next day because it's so hard to reschedule, and we did it.
I'm glad that you were able to overcome illness to record.
You gotta.
Something together. This is more important than that.
It is. You just gotta do it.
Colleen Myrie and Tony Peterson are with us. Colleen, you're from Mattawa, I remember. Tony, are you from Duluth originally?
I'm from Cloquet.
Cloquet, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So northeastern Minnesota, but not in the Duluth area proper.
Yeah, we're about 35 miles south. I'm about 35 miles south of Duluth.
Right. Let's do another song. How about that?
Yeah.
Switch it up. Tony's got his guitar here as well.
This song's called Sexy Laundry.
Yes.
Thank you. my blood run wild. The touch of your hand is like giving candy to a child. You mine, oh man. Oh, serious. I'm gonna make you beg. Yeah, I'm gonna make you mine. When you're not looking, I'm gonna snatch you up like a wild tiger. Yeah, when you're not looking, snatch you up like a wild tiger.
Clean Myrie and Tony Peterson here with a very sensual song,
yeah.
Sexy Laundry.
Sexy Laundry.
I got to ask how you got the title Sexy Laundry.
Okay.
If it's okay for air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got to tell it.
Yeah. Because well, it's clean.
What's the other title that it was?
It was going to be called I'm Serious.
Mm-hmm.
When I started writing the song, I was actually folding laundry. I was folding laundry, and I was thinking about my husband. So I ran to the piano, and I wrote this song. So I played it at the 218 Tap House in Virginia. And I told the story beforehand how I wrote this song. So after the song was done, someone in the audience yelled, "Sexy Laundry!" And I'm like, oh, man, I like that. So it stuck. I still battle. Well, I battled if I should call it that until like I've been getting feedback from all my musician friends like, yeah, you got to keep that Sexy Laundry. So I'm going to.
Well, I know if I saw a CD with a track list and one of the songs was called Sexy Laundry, I would listen to
yeah,
that.
You skip
I would
right
jump,
to
I'd
it.
Probably jump right to that right. song. So
that's good.
Well, there you go.
How does your husband feel about all these songs being written about him?
Oh, well, he actually helps me write a lot. This song he did not. Excuse me. And most of the songs, actually, that you'll hear on this new CD is my husband and I write together. But this one, he said at first he got embarrassed. But he's got over it. Now he thinks it's cool. So I'm keeping it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Clean Myrie and Tony Peterson are with me. On the air here, we're going to let you know that we're supported by East Bay Suites, offering fully furnished vacation condominiums on the shore of Lake Superior in the heart of downtown Grand Marais. Rooms offer a full view of Lake Superior with direct access to the lake. East Bay Suites is open year-round for nightly rentals and online at eastbaysuites.com. How did you two find each other and start playing together and start playing gigs?
It was the Highway 61 Folks Festival. What year, though? I was like 14 years old.
Probably 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long.
My uncle Kurt Peterson was a volunteer at the Highway 61 Folks Festival, and so he took me there, and you and your husband were running it, mm-hmm. and that's where we met. And then I was a little guitar player that was obsessed with Van Halen, and you were nice enough to let me jam with you a few times, and then it clicked pretty strong, and our music vibed well together, and yeah, I've been playing with her for 15 years now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I was speaking of guitar, I think every time I've seen you play, you have this cream-colored guitar with you.
Nice. Well, they're different cream-colored guitars, because I just got this one. But
okay.
I just keep the same color, and I get different guitars.
Yeah. That's become your look, then.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, Colleen and Tony, let's do got time for a couple more songs here. Let's do another one.
This one's called Wisdom Holiday. This is a story about when I tried running away when I was 5 years old. I'm gonna close my eyes and pray for that wisdom holiday. And the good Lord, he will lead me to my street of gold. Papa said, hey, child, where you gonna go? Papa said, hey, child, where you wanna go? Papa said, hey, child, where you gonna go? Oh, my soul sings every night. Gotta find a star to make it right. And I gotta get there, yeah, before they ever know. Mama said, hey, child, yeah, you better stay home. Mama said, hey, child, yeah, you better stay home. Mama said, hey, child, yeah, you better stay home. Oh, my eyes see that glimpse of light. I'm gonna walk down that road tonight. And I'm gonna get there.
Myrie and Tony Peterson here. Wisdom Holiday.
Wisdom Holiday.
And you're digging back into some pretty early days of personal history. 5 years old, you said that's when you ran away from home, or
I
at
tried.
Least tried to?
I tried to run away.
How far did you get?
I think my dad caught me. See, I lived on an old farm in Barnum, Minnesota. And we had this really long driveway. And it kind of curves. And at the first curve, my dad caught me. And he said, hey, where are you going? I said, I'm out of here. My sisters and brother are ticking me off, you know. Anyways, so he's like, what you got in that bag? And I showed him, and he was like, well, how are you going to, you know, how are you going to get there? I said, well, I'm just going to walk into town, take my bike, I don't know. And then he looked at my bag, and he's like, so how are you going to open those cans of beans? And I didn't have a can opener or nothing, and I was like, oh, forget it. And so I went into another outdoor building and sat there and probably for a few hours and steamed, and then I was okay. Then I decided I'd better stay home.
I think everyone tries this at some point in their life. It's great that it's in the farm in the middle of Barnum. Why did you think that was a good topic for a song?
You know what? I have no idea. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I want to write about me trying to run away. So I sat down with my husband, and I told him the story, and I was playing this, whatever, my stuff. And he sat on the computer and wrote the lyrics out.
That's awesome.
That's kind of how we roll, me and my husband.
What's your husband's name?
His name is Jimmy.
Jimmy? Jimmy's a rock star.
Jimmy is a great lyricist. Yes.
Well, programming here on WTIP is supported by the place that Colleen and Tony are playing tonight, the Gunflint Tavern and Brew Pub, offering live music year-round, and by The Raven, an old-world-style nautical pub serving fine spirits with a rooftop bar overlooking the harbor in Grand Marais, online at gunflinttavern.com. So you've got tonight and tomorrow at the tavern, and then where are you headed next? What's next on the horizon?
Oh, boy, I forgot to look at my schedule.
Maybe let's see. Tony
oh,
knows.
I'm going to Bridget's Pub with Tony on Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Yep.
In a week.
I sing at Bridget's. The Spirit Room Wednesday. We are heading to Bemidji on Friday, and then I'm in a small pub down in Ascove, Minnesota. But we have a residency at Bemidji.
Mm-hmm. Now we're at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji every month.
Great.
Mid-month.
I want to know what it's like playing music in Mattawa or Ascove or Barnum in that area. I've never made it down there into any local venues.
It depends what kind of venue. Like the coffee shops and the small pubs are a lot more of the listening kind of folk that come to hear live music. Singing in bars, that can be fun and rowdy and stuff, but you end up having to do covers or else you'll lose them, you know. And they come out. They come out to hear live music. In Mattawa, there's like so many great musicians for this teeny tiny town of, 70 people. And there's a lot of folks that have been playing there for a long time. So there is folks that like to come out and listen to live music.
Awesome. Yeah, Mattawa for me is kind of burned into my brain as a very musical town because of the Highway 61 Folks Festival, and that's also the first place that I saw Charlie Parr at
Trampled by Turtles.
And Trampled,
wow.
Yeah. And Pertney Sandstone.
Haley Bonner.
Yeah, that's where I first saw all those acts.
Is that still going on?
Unfortunately, no.
I was like, I gotta get to this thing.
Yeah, it was great. People would be traveling all across the Midwest to come to that festival.
Charlie's got a song, Mattawa Stomp.
Mattawa Stomp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Tony and Colleen, thank you for coming on. I think we got time for one more song here before we switch it over to the pregame. Or what does that say? 440? Okay, well, let's do another song here. Thanks to Jeff, first off, for helping us out with sound earlier, and he'll be taking us over here in a little bit for the pregame.
Is it a big game tonight?
It's versus McGregor. I don't know if that's a major rival or not. Is it? Jeff doesn't know.
All right, this is called Shotgun. Thank you. two. You can trust all of Mississippi.
Spark the light.
Shotgun from Colleen Myrie and Tony Peterson here. I love that song so much. I remember seeing it on the WDSC, the playlist show.
Yeah.
Man, it's so steady, but it builds at the same time. I just love that one. So I'm super glad you guys played that.
Right on.
Thank you so much for coming on. This was always great. And you can see them tonight at Gunflint Tavern, 8:30. Mm-hmm. Around there, and they'll be back there tomorrow. Thank you so much for sharing your music with us and the great stories behind them as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.